Welcome to the 2018 debut of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and each week, each Monday, I will give you the latest info on high school football throughout Albany and Southwest Georgia. Lots to talk about, so let's get started. And we'll start with the defending state champions in GHSA Classic A, the Lee County Trojans. And it's hard to believe it's been close to 8 months since the Lee County Trojans defeated the Coffee Trojans in dramatic fashion by the final score 28-21 for their first ever state championship. Here we are to just about the middle of August, and then it's time for Lee County to defend that state title, but they'll have to do it after losing 41 seniors from last year's state championship team. And they'll also have to, not only that, they'll have to do it by playing one of the toughest non-region schedules ever, and opening against Daugherty and new head coach Damian Gary on August 17th. And then on Saturday, August 25th, Lee County opens the home portion of their schedule against Dr. Phillips out of Orlando, the defending state champions from Class 8A in Florida. Then on August 31st, Lee County returns home to face Peach County, last year's Class AAA state runners-up. And on September 7th, they'll be on the road, making a short trip up US Highway 19 to Americus, Georgia, to face the Americus Center Panthers, the defending GHSA Region 1 4A champions, and under new head coach Larry Harold. And Harold will replace Eric Soliday, who's now the head coach at the Tift area GISA school in Tift County. And September 14th, at home against Southwest Macon, and after a bye week, and the Trojans will hit the road to face the Thompson Bulldogs, quarterfinalists in Class 4A from last year. And after another bye week, Lee County opens region play on the road against Northside of Warner Robins. Had a down year by that program standards, finishing 8-4. And on October 19th, Lee County will welcome the Volos Wildcats to Trojan Field. And Lee County's never beaten Valdosta. And as a matter of fact, the Volos Wildcats handed Lee County its only loss of the season. And October 26th, and they'll host Houston County in the final non-region contest of the season. And on November 2nd, in the rematch of last year's state championship game in 6A, will take place against Coffee. And moving on to the mid-cycle region realignment in the Georgia High School Association. And Daugherty makes the move up from Class AAA or 3A to Class Quad A or 4A, thanks mainly to the closure of Albany High in June 2017. And Monroe will stay in Class AAA. And Westover will join Daugherty in Class 4A. So what does that mean for the playoff situation in both of those regions? And with Daugherty moving up from Class AAA to Class 4A, and Region 1 4A will have 9 teams, with the top 4 teams making the playoffs. And Region 1 4A, in addition to Daugherty and Westover, There's also American Sumter, the defending Region 1 4A champs, and perennial Southwest Georgia Power Cairo, and 5 teams from Columbus. And Carver High, Columbus High, Hardaway, Northside, and Shaw. That's north side of Columbus, not north side of Warner Robins. And with one less team in Region 1 AAA due to the departure of Daugherty in that league, we'll have just 4 teams, and with the top 3 teams guaranteed to advance to the playoffs, that means that fourth berth, which usually belongs to the number 4 seed, will become an at-large berth. So that means the fourth place team in Region 1 AAA will be thrown into a fifth place teams from Regions 2 through 8 AAA. And the team with the highest power rating among those teams, 8 teams, the fourth place team from Region 1 AAA, or any of the 7 fifth place teams from Regions 2 through 8, the team that finishes with the highest power ranking will advance to the state playoffs. And Monroe will join Cook, Crisp County, and Worth County in that region over the next couple of years. So it'll be a lot more weight on the non-region games than in the past. And wrapping things up. And before you get there, how about a brief look at some of the new head coaches, new head coaches in our coverage area, the Southwest Georgia Network coverage area. And starting with Damian Gary at Daugherty and replacing Corey Joyner, who's now the head coach at Carver Columbus. And Joyner was there for 5 seasons and coaching at his alma mater. And also, Damian Gary comes to Daugherty from the University of Georgia, and he broke Scott Warner's school record for punt return yardage, and he was on the SEC championship game, on the SEC championship team from 2002. And Gary comes to Southwest Georgia from UNC Charlotte in North Carolina. So it'll be very interesting to see how this Daugherty program will fare under Gary's leadership. And Daugherty just barely managed to make the state playoffs the last 2 years, despite winning just 4 games combined during that time. And both times Daugherty was eliminated in the state playoffs, and Daugherty finished 2-9 overall in 2016 and 2-8 in 2017. And how about the other new head coach here in the Albany area, and Olton Downs? And Olton Downs replaces Octavia Jones, who stepped down after 8 seasons as the Patriots head coach. And Jones is now pursuing a career in school administration in Westover. Unlike Daugherty, has knocked on the door of the state playoffs in the last couple of years, only to fall short. And Westover finished 4-6 last year, and just 2-5 in Region 1-4A, and actually finished the game game back of Hardaway and Carver of Columbus in the region at 2-5, and both Carver and Hardaway went 3-4 in the region, and Carver lost in the opening round of the state playoffs last year to Mary Persons, and Calvin Arnold was shown the door after just one season, and Corey Joyner left Daugherty here in Albany to go up to Columbus, become the head coach there. Very interesting situation, and a very interesting situation happening there. And lastly, you got the Worth County Rams. And the Worth County Rams also have a new head coach in Frankie Carroll, and who's actually the interim head coach. And Carroll's no rookie by any means, and he once coached at Pelham. So about some 5-10 years ago, and Carroll will replace Ben Simmons, and left Worth County after just one season, and the Rams finished 0-10 last year, first time ever that Worth County has finished a season without winning a single game. And so it'll be interesting to see if Worth County can turn things around. And finally, we can get to some of the top games here in our area for this week. And we mentioned Lee County at the top of the show. And Lee County will face Daugherty at the Albany State University Coliseum on the east campus of the ASU. And it's the first game for Damian Gary as Daugherty's head coach. And then see on paper, you know, it looks like it's a blowout. Lee County finished 14-1 last year. But he also lost 41 seniors for that championship team. So, and I have to think during that summer camp, the preseason camp, I think the competition for positions will be very intense. And I'm sure it was very intense. Very, very intense competition. And another big game in Pelham playing host to Macon, Pelham Hornets playing host to the Macon County Bulldogs. And a game will be played in Pelham, Georgia. And it's a rematch from a second round class single A public school playoff game. So, in Pelham crushed Towns County from way up in the North Georgia Mountains, 41-14, to open the playoffs. And they playoffs only to lose to Macon County on the road. And Macon County won that game 41-28 and lost to eventual state runner-up Irwin County in the following round. So, and the Hornets will bring back some key people from last year's squad, finishing 9-3 in 2017. And some other games of interest: Westover faces Westover will hit the road to face Cook out of Adel, Georgia. And it's the debut for Olton Downs, who is an assistant coach at University of Georgia, as well as Georgia Southern University. And Cook finished second last year in Region 1-6A. And had to go all the way back to about 1999 to find the last time a team from Cook missed the playoffs. And in the Olton Downs era, Westover begins with a huge test against Cook. And Cook's been to the playoffs 18 years in a row. And Monroe will face Jordan of Columbus. And the first of a 7-9 region contest for the Tornadoes. And Charles Truett will begin his 15th year at Monroe, which makes him the Dean of Coaches. And which makes him the Dean of Coaches among the current head coaches Dean of Coaches as far as the three GHSA schools here in Albany. And Jordan, believe it or not, also has a new head coach in Joe Kegler. And Kegler won 28 games in 3 seasons at Carver of Columbus earlier in this decade. And which meant that if you can win 28 games in a 3-year tenure, that means you had some very good teams. Also, some other games, Bacon and Charter will travel from Bacon, Georgia to Edison, Georgia. To face Patola Charter, spelled Patula. And those two teams will square off in their season opener. And looking at some of the other games in our area, Chattahoochee County will face Terrell County. And Worth County visits Turner County. And Mitchell County. And a playoff team from Class Single A from last year will face a perennial Class AA power, Brooks County, down in Quitman, Georgia. Sandwiched right in between Valdosta and Thomasville along US Highway 84. And the GISA, Brookwood visits Westwood down in Camilla. And then Dawson, the Terrell Academy Eagles, face Heritage. And in the GICAA, the Georgia Independent Christian, in GICAA, the Georgia Independent Christian Athletic Association, the Sherwood Christian Eagles, who finished last season winless at 0-8, will face Osceola Christian. That's Osceola, spelled Osceola, rhymes with Osceola. Osceola, spelled AUCILLA. Christians located in Monticello, Florida, just across the state line, and Georgia, and defending Region 1-4A champion America Sumter, making the short trip down to Cordele to face defend two-time and Larry Harrell makes his debut for America Sumter. All the Class 7A quarterfinalists from a year ago will travel up I-75 to Warner Robins to face the Warner Robins Demons. Is the last year's runner-up in Class 5A and fell to Rome last year. And in the Korkoff Classic at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta Saturday afternoon. And the Colquitt County Packers will face McEachern, and Colquitt County will look to get back to the state championship game and try to make advance to their 4th state championship game in the last 5 years. And they won back-to-back state titles in Class 6A while winning 30 straight games over 2 full seasons along the way. And so the Packers will play the first of 7 straight non-region games Colgan County will face McEachern Trinity Catholic from Missouri, as well as Thomasville, Class AA quarterfinalist, and the traditional rival in Valdosta, 5A runner-up Warner Robins on the road. Then go to Gwinnett County to face Grayson, and home against Alcovey. And non-region and the region games, home against Colquitt County at Tift County, and home against Lowndes. So it'll be interesting to see if Colquitt County can get back there again. And that's going to do it for this edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. Remember, you can listen to the High School Football Roundup podcast every week at SouthwestGeorgiaNetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. And follow the Southwest Georgia Network on Twitter at SWGA Network. And that's going to do it for this inaugural edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast for Monday, August 13th, 2018. And this is Walter Johnson. Thank you for listening.